Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway, and I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. On the line is Dr. Michael Luter of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Dr. Luter, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you have solved a gigantic mystery for me. When my wife gets hungry, she's grumpy. But when I get hungry, I'm happy. Why does that happen to me?
Well, I guess what we've found is that mood is kind of closely linked to appetite, and that in there's sort of a two-phase reaction that occurs in most people under stress. In the first part of the phase, people sort of become they don't eat very much, they're not very hungry, and they're sort of socially withdrawn and isolated. And then as time progresses, that sort of reverses, and there are changes in your body which then lead you to become more socially active, more motivated, and hungrier.
And basically, a study that you're a part of here has determined that, in fact, hunger tends to release a certain hormone that uplifts your spirits, actually is there when you're under stress, and is actually kind of a happy hormone that, I guess, helps us to, you know, have the energy to get up and get some food. What's going on in our bodies?
Well, I'm trained as a psychiatrist, so I always hesitate to say that it makes people happy. I sort of think of depressed people as people who are unable to really experience happiness. What I would say is that the hormone ghrelin, which is released either by hunger or by stress, sort of increases your ability to experience happiness, and it increases your motivation to obtain rewarding experiences. So when you're under a lot of stress or you're hungry or things like that, then the ghrelin is released and sort of makes you more alert and awake and active. But it also sensitizes sort of the neurons in your brain that sense reward and makes you more likely to sort of enjoy things and be happier when you do obtain something nice.
Well, when I do this show in the morning, I don't eat. And if I actually do for one reason or another, I definitely feel a letdown. So is it possible that this ghrelin hormone is what's keeping my sort of spirits up, even though I'm starving myself all morning long?
It could be. I suspect in some individuals that ghrelin probably does have sort of an arousing effect, that it kind of makes you more awake and alert and kind of more attuned to the environment and things like that. Ghrelin is known to sort of be secreted in a circadian pattern so that it peaks sort of in the right before mealtime. So if you get yourself into a routine in which you sort of hold off your meals and then have one later in the day, probably the ghrelin would peak in that time right before it.
Well, this was a mouse study that you reported about here, but explain to me what the implications are in the few seconds we have for people who want to lose weight. Is this something that helps you strategically if you're dieting, or something that gets in the way?
Well, presumably ghrelin would go up when people are losing weight. It's part of the reason that some people suspect that it's hard to lose weight, because your body kind of tries to hold on to energy stores. We would predict, though, that in individuals who are losing moderate amounts of weight, not starving themselves, but, you know, on a reasonable diet, that they would probably experience some benefit in terms of their mood, that they would be sort of happier and more alert. And there is some evidence for this.
There's certainly evidence for crazy, addicted dieters who love to lose weight and who claim a sort of a broad, life-extending advantage. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Michael Luter is at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Hunger, happiness. Wow.